Kyle Guskey steps in today for David Trainer from New Constructs. And although the guest is not the same, the process is. We're searching for trouble. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life. This is where we talk, well, in this case, with Kyle Guskey, investment analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate their securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And what they're looking for is, well, whether things are misleading. They dig in at the bottom and work their way up from the footnotes and then work their way to the top. What they find often is that something that looks good at the top, well, when you dig in at the bottom, you start to ask a question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah. And it is possible and frequent, and that's what makes something dangerous. If you want to learn how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. And perhaps most importantly, they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you are looking for more information, maybe you heard something and you want more detail, go check it out at newconstructs.com. Kyle Guskey, welcome back.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Good to chat with you again. Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Columbia Small Cap Growth Fund.
Danger, danger.
Columbia Small Cap Growth Fund. That's ticker symbol CGOAX. What's the problem here? Because I seem to recall that small cap's not anybody's favorite when it comes to new constructs right now.
That's correct. So this kind of builds off last week's call when we talked about small cap growth being the sort of riskiest investment style out there that we've found. And this is the most expensive fund in the riskiest style. We look across the fund universe that we cover. We have 403 small cap growth funds, and this is the most expensive with a total annual cost of 4.53%. So you're paying a lot of money for an already risky style. And then we dig into the holdings and find that they're even more risky than the overall small cap growth style in general.
And when we talk about the expense ratio or the cost, we have to break this down for my audience, because you're not using just what the published expense ratio is. This is beyond that. You're factoring in sales charges and other things. So explain why somebody might look at this fund, see if they were looking at a site like Lipper or Morningstar or what have you, an expense ratio that's not 4.53, and go, wait, what are you talking about?
Correct. So we calculate costs as the total annual cost, which considers front-end loads, back-end loads, redemption fees, and specifically transaction cost as well. In this case, CGOAX has an annual turnover ratio of 156%, which we estimate to add 0.8% to your total annual costs that aren't captured by the expense ratio. So when we look at the all-in, here's what you're paying on an annual basis, it equals out to that 4.53%, which is well above the expense ratio.
Okay. And when you then take a look at that and you say, you know, what is it possible to be worth it? I mean, the truth would be that we would expect almost any fund to have a slightly higher expense ratio than published. In this case, you're talking about shares that somebody's paying a sales charge on. Could they justify it at all? And, you know, the advice doesn't get paid out in the fund, but you're paying your advisor through the sales charge.
Correct. So we actually look at how a fund can justify its fees. In this case, this fund must outperform by 4.26% annually to justify its higher fees than the benchmark. When we look at the quarter end average annual total return, it has not outperformed by that 4.26% over the 3, 5, and 10 year period. So we're looking at, you know, you're paying a lot of fees and it's not outperforming high enough to actually justify those fees.
That's the bigger issue, is that whatever you're doing and however you're paying the advisor has picked a dog for you. Now let's talk about the fund itself. What percentage of the fund's picks are dangerous stocks?
Yep. So we look at it, we can say that 53% of its holdings are unattractive or worse. It's higher than the benchmark at 43%, and even worse than that, only 3% of the portfolio is attractive or better. That's compared to 8% for the entire style, which, you know, as we spoke last week, isn't great to begin with. So you're looking at higher allocation to unattractive stocks and much lower allocation to good stocks.
when we're talking about stocks, normally we're talking about what would be a proper valuation, et cetera. Is there any way really to do that with a mutual fund to say, like, aside from talking about how bad the expense ratio is there any way to say, like, if this fund were normal, you know, here's what we'd expect?
We wouldn't say a specific dollar value on it, but we can look at the valuation across all the stocks combined, just as we do with any specific stock. And when we look at the valuation there, we see that, you know, current expectations baked into this mutual fund price would be that the stocks are going to grow profits by upwards of 500% from their current levels. They're going to do so for 77 years, which is our market implied growth appreciation period for the stocks in this fund. That compares to 40 years for the S&P. So you can see that the growth expectations in this fund are significantly higher than the overall market.
Yeah, they are. And that by itself creates a problem. Throw in bad stocks and the fact that, well, the entire space a little bit troublesome. And you can see why. Columbia Small Cap Growth, CGOAX, it's in the danger zone. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for stepping in for David Trainer and joining us again this week.
Great to be here. Thanks.
That's Kyle Guskey, everybody. He is with New Constructs. He's investment analyst there. And if you want to learn more, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter at New Constructs. And remember, there's always more information on everything about the Danger Zone pick at the site. So you can go check it out for yourself at newconstructs.com. All right, we're heading for home on the Monday, June 3rd edition of Money Life. Up next, I'll be talking with Lacey Hunt, economist at Hoisington Investment Management.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.